Everyone knows the $250,000 limit. Almost nobody reads the three words after it. Nearly everyone has heard that bank deposits are insured up to $250,000. Far fewer know the rest of the sentence, which is per depositor, per insured bank, for each account ownership category. Those last words decide whether a given balance is actually covered, and they are the part people skip. The simple version. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures deposits at member banks. The number people remember is $250,000. The full rule is that coverage runs to $250,000 per depositor, per insured bank, for each account ownership category. Each of those three qualifiers does work. Per depositor means it follows the person rather than the account. Per insured bank means the allowance starts over at a different institution. The third one, per ownership category, is the phrase almost nobody reads. It means the same person at the same bank can be covered well beyond $250,000, or not covered past it at all, depending entirely on how the accounts are titled. The numbers. FDIC deposit insurance covers $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, for each account ownership category Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC's ownership categories are single accounts, joint accounts, certain retirement accounts such as individual retirement accounts, trust accounts, employee benefit plan accounts, corporation, partnership, and unincorporated association accounts, and government accounts Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Each co-owner of a joint account is insured up to $250,000 for the combined amount of their interests in all joint accounts at the same insured bank. And the FDIC assumes each co-owner is an equal owner, unless the bank's records clearly indicate otherwise Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Covered deposits include checking accounts, negotiable order of withdrawal accounts, savings accounts, money market deposit accounts, time deposits such as certificates of deposit and cashier's checks and money orders issued by a bank Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Not covered. Stock investments, bond investments, mutual funds, annuities, life insurance policies, safe deposit boxes or their contents, United States Treasury bills, bonds or notes, municipal securities and crypto assets Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Federally insured credit unions are covered by the National Credit Union Administration rather than the FDIC. Its share insurance fund insures individual accounts up to $250,000 and is backed by the full faith and credit of the United States National Credit Union Administration. Since the FDIC was founded in 1933, no depositor has lost a penny of FDIC-insured funds Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC publishes an electronic deposit insurance estimator that calculates coverage for a specific set of accounts Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. What an ownership category actually is. An ownership category is a legal description of who owns an account and how. It is not a product type, and it has nothing to do with whether the account is checking or savings. The two most common are single accounts, owned by one person, and joint accounts, owned by two or more people. Those are separate categories, which means money sitting in one does not reduce the coverage available in the other, at the same bank, for the same person. Joint accounts also work differently in a way worth stating precisely. Each co-owner is insured up to $250,000 for their combined interests in joint accounts at that bank, rather than the account carrying one $250,000 limit between them. The FDIC treats co-owners as equal owners unless the bank's records say otherwise. Several other categories exist, including certain retirement accounts and trust accounts. Those carry rules of their own that are considerably more involved, particularly for trusts. That complexity is the reason the FDIC publishes a calculator rather than a chart, and anything involving a trust or an estate belongs with a credentialed professional and an attorney rather than with an article. The real cost lends on how the same money counts differently. Two illustrations make the mechanism concrete. Both use hypothetical figures to show how the categories are counted, and neither is a suggested arrangement for anyone. A single person holding $400,000 in one individual account at one bank has $250,000 insured and $150,000 uninsured, because a single account is one category with one allowance. A two-owner joint account holding $600,000 gives each co-owner a $300,000 interest, and each is insured to $250,000, so $500,000 is insured and $100,000 is not. The same $600,000, same bank, held across two individual accounts and one joint account would sit in categories carrying up to $250,000, $250,000, and $500,000 of available coverage. Nothing about the money changed in that third line. What changed is which categories it occupies, and that is the entire mechanism. How any particular household's accounts are actually covered depends on titling, on beneficiaries, and on facts an article cannot see, which is why the FDIC publishes an estimator, and why account structuring questions belong with a credentialed professional. The point of the arithmetic is narrower than that. The limit is not one ceiling on a person at a bank. It is a ceiling per category, and the categories are defined by federal rule rather than by the bank. The limit is not $250,000 per person. It is $250,000 per person, per bank, per ownership category, and the last phrase is where the whole answer lies. What deposit insurance does not touch? Deposit insurance covers deposits, which is narrower than it sounds. Checking, savings, money market deposit accounts, and certificates of deposit are deposits. A great deal of what sits at a financial institution is not. Investments bought through a bank or its affiliate, including stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, are not deposit insured, and neither are annuities, life insurance policies, or the contents of a safe deposit box. That is not a gap in the system. Deposit insurance protects the bank's promise to give your deposit back, not the value of something you bought. Treasury securities appear on the FDIC-TCS not covered list for the same structural reason, and the reason is worth stating plainly, so the listing is not misread. Treasury bills, bonds, and notes are direct obligations of the United States government rather than bank deposits, so they sit outside deposit insurance rather than beneath it. One more distinction catches people. Credit unions are not FDIC institutions. Federally insured credit unions are covered by the National Credit Union Administration under a parallel program at the same $250,000 standard, so the protection exists, and a different agency administers it. What this means? The complete sentence is worth knowing because the short version misleads in both directions. It understates coverage for households whose money sits across several categories, and it overstates coverage for anyone holding a large balance in a single account. The FDIC-TCS estimator answers the specific question for a specific set of accounts. For anything involving a trust, an estate, a business entity, or a retirement account, the rules are technical enough that the answer belongs with someone qualified rather than with a headline number. What this is not advice about how to structure, title, or distribute accounts, and the illustrations above show how the categories are counted rather than recommending any arrangement. This is not advice about trusts, estates, beneficiaries, or retirement accounts, all of which carry rules this article deliberately does not detail and which require a credentialed professional, and for trusts and estates, an attorney. This is not a recommendation of any bank, credit union. Sources: Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Understanding Deposit Insurance, the Standard Amount and Its Three Qualifiers, the Ownership Category List, What Is and Is Not Covered, and the Statement on Insured Losses since 1933. https://www.fdicgov/resources/deposit-insurance/understanding-deposit-insurance/. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Guide to Deposit Insurance, Joint Accounts Each Co-Owner Insured to the Standard Amount, and the Equal Ownership Presumption. https://www.fdicgov/financial-institution-employees-guide-deposit-insurance/joint-accounts. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Electronic Deposit Insurance Estimator. https://edfdicgov/. National Credit Union Administration, Share Insurance Coverage. https://nqagov/consumers/share-insurance-coverage.